Well, I could perhaps recommend a book, which is a really challenging book. It's called Salvation is More Complicated Than You Think. And it's by a guy called Alan Stanley. In fact, he wrote another book, a more academic one, called Did Jesus Teach Salvation by Works? And he argues the answer is, yes, we're judged by our works, and if your works aren't good enough, you go to hell. A guy called Paul Rainbow argued the same thing with Paul and James. And so, in fact, between them, they cover most of the New Testament, arguing that, in fact, we are judged by our works. Of course, these are not works of the law or works of the flesh, they're works of faith, but they're still works. And judgment by works is a strong theme in Paul as well as... It's a theologically interesting and tricky one, but I think we have to somehow take... And this is all I'll say about this. We have to somehow take seriously the fact that Jesus is saying, you will be judged by your works. He is saying something about that.
Do you think we should dismiss these stories as dismissing in terms of dismissing that as informing our view of hell because they're talking about works?
No. No, no. So I think that my view is, though I'm not 100% convinced, I think that my view is, you know, faith works by love, okay? So if you have faith, there will be works of love, so on. If there aren't, then there isn't faith. And so God judges us by that, our works, because they show our faith, or lack of it. And if they show our lack of it, then there is judgment. So I don't want to dismiss what Jesus says. There are theological questions I have that swirl around my head that I'm not quite sure how to handle the text. But however we handle them, we have to take them seriously.